Radio Prague News.
The CTK News Agency has reported that Canada's visa requirement for Czech nationals could remain in place for years. The Czech President, the Prime Minister, and other important figures have taken part in an event at Czech Radio marking the anniversary of the start of the Prague uprising. A woman who held up a prisoner's court at gunpoint last year to free her jailed husband has received a suspended sentence. The Czech news agency CTK has suggested that Canada's visa requirement for Czech visitors reintroduced by Canada last July could remain in place for at least several more years. On Wednesday, the agency said that Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper indicated as much following the EU-Canada summit in Brussels. There, he stated that visas continued to be Canada's main tool for blocking fake asylum attempts, and the process of making changes to the legislation could take several years, CTK said, citing 2013 as a possible target date. Brussels remains unhappy over Canada's insistence on visas not only for Czech nationals, but also for two other EU countries, Romania and Bulgaria. EU officials have warned that in response, visa requirements could in the future be introduced for Canadian diplomats. Czech President Václav Klaus and Prime Minister Jan Fischer have taken part in an event at Czech Radio marking the 65th anniversary of the start of the Prague uprising. The two leaders and other senior politicians laid wreaths and spoke briefly in front of the station's main building on Prague's Vinohradská Street on Wednesday. Mr. Klaus described the actions taken by Czechs in the final days and hours of the war as spontaneous and deeply admirable. On the morning of May 5, 1945, Czech Radio called on Prague citizens to rise up against the Nazi occupiers 4 days before Soviet troops liberated the city. During a battle for control of the station, around 90 people were killed, and around the city some 30,000 people took part in the uprising, of which nearly 1,700 died. Other memorial events were also held in other parts of the city. President Václav Klaus has condemned violence at pre-election meetings, saying it has no place in Czech democracy. The president discussed the issue on Wednesday outside the Czech radio building, reacting to incidents a day earlier at two separate Social Democrat meetings. In one, held in Slaný, a group of students carried anti-Social Democrat placards, including one suggesting the assassination of party leader Jiří Paroubek. At a second meeting in Kladno, an unknown assailant threw a liter-sized jar of sausages but hit no one. The Social Democrats had appealed to the president to react to the incidents. Members of the country's other largest political party, the Civic Democrats, have also condemned violence at party meetings. The Pilsen District Court has handed a 4-year suspended sentence of 1 year in prison to a Czech woman, Dagmar Tauchinová, who helped her husband, a convict, escape from prison as court last year. The incident took place last November at gunpoint. Mrs. Tauchinová's husband had been serving time for robbery. Within a day, the police learned of the couple's whereabouts, but the 42-year-old convict killed himself rather than allow himself to be recaptured. Surrounded, Mrs. Tauchinová was herself shot and seriously wounded while trying to escape, and her wounds required emergency surgery. Czech communist member of the European Parliament Miloslav Ransdorf has been stripped for a second time of immunity. The decision was taken in response to a request by the Czech authorities investigating Mr. Ransdorf's role in a car crash in 2007 in which a female pedestrian was injured. Mr. Ransdorf was originally stripped of immunity last February, but was elected to a new 5-year term before the Czech authorities could process the original paperwork. The MEP told the Czech news agency he had in no way tried to resist the process. He said, though, he would not discuss additional details. You'll find more news at radio.cz. I'm Jan Vellinger, and that's all the news for now.